of this tuba playing preacher. And David is surrendered to preach. An offering?
Yes.
Of course.
Paid at the end.
I was thinking later, because you got folks dragging late, you know? But Bill likes that idea, yeah. And this gives the people out of here now time to think, how much should I give tonight? Should I give $100,000? This will be the last time I can give for 2013. I better make it a good one, right? All right. So we thank God David has answered the call to preach. And he's not just waiting around until he's ready to go to Bible college. He's already actively serving in many ways, going soul winning, inviting kids from Elmont High to church. Not just Elmont High, he invites a lot of people from other firemen. He worked as a volunteer fireman. What was that lady, a kindergarten teacher? His kindergarten teacher he invited, she came here and got saved. And a lot of people, relatives. And he's also helps out in other ways, orchestra, playing the tuba, ushering. So he's busy serving the Lord, which is good. I think the best training a preacher can get is in a local church. Bible college is important. I went to Bible college. I'm glad I had that privilege. I went to 4 years of Bible college. I graduated Bible college. I'm happy the Lord allowed me to do that. And I'm glad David's going to go to Bible college. I am not in any way minimizing the importance of Bible college. But the best training to be a preacher is right in a local church. And I'm glad David understands that. And he's getting some good training here. And we appreciate him. And in fact, Carl told me, you're going to miss David when he goes to Bible college. I said, no, I'm still a way off still. So don't worry about it. We're praying God to raise up some other young people like him. Amen?
Yeah.
Some other young people with a heart for God who really want to get busy serving the Lord. Well, David, come on up here and preach to us. We appreciate you, and we're praying for you. And we have great expectations. Amen.
Thank you. Well, it always is an honor to preach God's word and to be in God's house. I just want to say, next year, I will win the Bible quiz.
It's
good to be the underdog, you know. Everyone's doubting you. Next year, me and my team will win. And on that note, would you all open up your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. A minute to turn there, and we will begin reading at verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'll begin reading at verse 16. And the Word of God says in verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Yet therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18, but grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Let's stop there and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am thankful that I have the opportunity to preach, Lord. I do pray, Lord, that you fill me with that Holy Spirit and you have me to say what thus saith the Lord. I do pray, Lord, that you can work in the hearts of Christians tonight, Lord, and if anyone walks into this building tonight, if anyone just scrolls in, Lord, I do pray, Lord, that they can hear the gospel tonight, Lord, that they can get saved. I do pray that you can work in your way, Lord. We love you and we do thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our text this evening, the Bible gives us a clear warning that we ought to be careful. Verse 17 says, yet therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. When the Bible says error of the wicked is referring to Satan, we know that Satan is the wicked. Satan is outworking the spread doctrine, which is contrary to the Bible. Contrary to the doctrine that Jesus Christ preached unto us. And we know that with this doctrine that Satan is promoting, we know that this doctrine is confusing people and giving them the wrong doctrine in order for them to be saved. If you go out so many of us on Saturdays, which I encourage all of you to do, we always see Jehovah's Witnesses walking and knocking on doors and giving out their literature and promoting their doctrine, which we know is the doctrines of devils. We know that they are teaching a way of salvation contrary to what Jesus Christ taught. They teach that in order to go to heaven, you have to put your faith in Jesus Christ, but you also have to work. And that's completely unscriptural. The Bible teaches that in order to go to heaven, we have to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we call upon His name to be saved. So I believe strongly as Christians today, we have to know our doctrine. We have to not just know our doctrine, but be able to defend them today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 says, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine." John chapter 7, verse 16 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, My doctrine is not mine, but Him, but His that sent me." So we know that the doctrine was of God given to His Son Jesus Christ to give to us, that we may learn His doctrine and that we might be able to understand it. But it is a shame when Christians get mixed up with various cults and different kinds of religious groups. And I believe that the reason this happens is because Christians are not solid on what they believe. They're not solid on their doctrine and what the Bible teach. But let me encourage you this new year to understand and really know what the Bible teaches and really understand salvation in a way that you're able to go out and preach to other people. You see, the Lord wants us to be closer to Him every single day. We should always be closer to God today than we were yesterday. James chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you." Some people question their relationship and wonder why they're not close to God, but the truth is, we are just as close to God as we want to be. If you want to have a strong relationship with the Lord, you will. But if you don't want to work at it, you won't. It's like disobeying your parents. You know, your parents are not, if you do something that's wrong and you know that your parents are not going to be happy, your parents are not going to just kick you out. They're not going to say, "You're not my child anymore." But your relationship with God, with your parents, is going to be hindered. It's going to be messed up. But that's the same way with God. When we sin and when we disobey God, God doesn't say, "You're not my child anymore," but your relationship is messed up. So that's what we have to keep in mind for this new year, our relationship with God, drawing nigh to God and making our relationship strong with Him. And there's a reason why we have to have a strong relationship with God, is because if we have a strong relationship with God, He can use us for His purpose. You see, there's a dying world out there with a lot of lost sinners, and God wants to use us to reach them. Yeah. You see, God wants to use us to proclaim the gospel and to fulfill the ministry of reconciliation. You know, we all have part of the ministry of reconciliation. Yeah. We all have part in the ministry of telling other people that you have to turn from your sin and you have to turn to Christ.
Yeah.
If you notice in verse 18 in our text, the Bible says, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." You see, some Christians are weak simply because they're not faithful in their church attendance. Some Christians decide, you know, "I'm not going to come this Sunday," or, you know, "Wednesday is not really important. Wednesday night is not really important." Or if we have any special meetings, you know, during the summer we have revival meetings and we have our missions conference. Some Christians don't think that those kinds of meetings are important, or some Christians are not faithful in church. And that's one of the reasons why a Christian could be weak. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." When the Bible says "as you see the day approaching," it's talking about as you see the day of Christ coming.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus Christ is coming back. And it says, as you see the day approaching, the day is coming soon. We ought to be working till He comes. And since we know that He's coming soon, and it could be any day, any second, any minute now, we ought to assemble more. We ought to not lack in our attendance in our church. Another example is another reason why Christians are strong is because a lot of Christians aren't reading their Bible. You know, they might open up their Bible when they're at church or maybe when they come home from church, but otherwise their Bibles just stay on the shelf. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. You see, when we read our Bible, when we listen and read God's word, God speaks to us. It's like having a dialogue with God, and like we would pray and we would speak to God. And when we read our Bible, the Lord would speak to us. I can tell you that God has spoke to me in many ways through His Bible. See, there's nothing that God has to tell us that's not in His word. So that's why it's important that we all take the time and we focus on reading God's Word and studying God's Word. See, that's how we're going to draw closer to God, by reading God's Word, by praying, and by coming to church and being faithful in the work of the Lord. Also, going soul winning. I emphasize soul winning every time I have the chance to be in a pulpit. It's important for a Christian to always witness. Always carry Bible tracts on you. You see, when I'm at school, I always have Bible tracts on me. I'm always giving them out. You know, I might get in trouble in school for it, but I still do it because I know that's what God wants me to do.
Amen.
You see, people that are in public schools, they have a great, they're in a great harvest. I know when I'm at Elmont High, when I'm walking the hallways, I'm in a great harvest because I'm just surrounded by kids who are not saved, kids who don't know the gospel, kids that just know about Jesus Christ but do not believe in Him. So I believe that that's a great harvest that I'm able to be, and I thank God I have another year in that school, and I'm going to continue to give out tracts. I'm going to continue to witness to people. But is that your testimony tonight? Can you say that at your job or if you're at school, that's your testimony, that you're always giving out tracts, that you're always witnessing to people, and that you're always doing the work of the Lord? That's why it's important to have a strong prayer life. It's important to have a strong relationship with God, because if you do, God can use you. But if you are a weak Christian who doesn't open up their Bible, who doesn't pray, who doesn't come to church, God can't use you. You see, our testimony is very crucial. Our testimony is what God will use to reach the unsaved. You see, when a person can see how you act and a person can see how you conduct yourselves, they can wonder, you know, there's something different about that person. Why are they always so happy? You know, there's something different about that person. You know what? I think I want it. I think I'm missing what they have.
Yeah.
You see, our testimony is very, very important. Even the way that we walk, the way that we talk, the people that we surround ourselves with. The only time that I'm going to be with people who are not saved, the ungodly crowd, is if I'm discipling them and I'm trying to get them saved. Otherwise, we have no business with the unworldly crowd, with the worldly crowd. We have no business hanging out with them. We have no business being with them if we're not giving them the gospel.
Yeah, right.
You see, a lack of good prayer would be a result of a weak Christian. Sometimes Christians just pray when they wake up or before they have a meal, or they'll just pray a little bit before they sleep. But I can tell you the truth that as Christians, we ought to pray throughout the day. We ought to read the Bible throughout the day. We ought to be in the Word of God throughout the day. You see, giving the gospel is very important. It's what God has commanded us to do in the Great Commission, to go out into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. You see, but in giving the gospel, there's persecution. I can tell you that I've been persecuted by teachers. I've been made fun of. I had people rip tracts in front of me. I had people take tracts and spit on it, throw it on the floor. I had a kid throw out a tract out the second floor window of my school. But despite all of these persecutions, we have to understand that if they hate you, they hate Christ first.
Right.
Because we
yeah.
know that we're laboring for Him. We're laboring in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In serving God, we must be obedient in all of the Word of God. You know, the Word of God tells us to do certain things. The Word of God tells us that we ought not to mess around with sin. The Word of God tells us to abstain from fornication. The Word of God tells us that we ought not to be drunk with wine or in excess. The Word of God gives us clear commandments of what we should not do. The Bible does tell us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we should go out throughout our day being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Because when we witness, when we go out soul winning, it's not us that's talking, it's not us, but it's the Holy Spirit that speaks through us. When I first started going soul winning, I was nervous. I thought to myself, you know, I can't really speak to somebody. What if somebody asks me questions that I'm not able to answer? But after praying, God filled me up with His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And through His Spirit, I was able to answer tough questions. I was able to witness to people. And through His Spirit, people were able to be saved. So if you're sitting here today and you're saying, you know, I'm not a good soul winner. I'm not good at speaking to people. I'm just not good. My ability is not good. I don't have good speaking skills. You have to stop being selfish and pray that God fills you up with His Holy Spirit, and that His Holy Spirit can minister unto people using you. God is not looking for our ability, but God is looking for our availability.
Yeah,
see, God will use us if we make ourselves available for His service. Martin Luther said, "You may as well quit reading your Bible and hearing the Word of God and give it to the devil if you do not desire to live according to it." You see, in the Bible, if we do not desire to live and to obey all the commandments, it's just as meaningless to read it. You see, as Christians, we have a calling on this earth. As Christians, we have a great work that God has set us up to do. As Christians, we have a duty that we must fulfill here on this earth, giving the gospel out and drawing closer to God every day. But I can't emphasize enough that if we are not close to God, if we do not stay close to God, if we do not draw nigh to God, that He may not draw nigh to us, that we cannot grow and God cannot use us for His purpose. I can tell you at the firehouse, most of the guys are on. Most of the guys are worldly. Most of the guys drink and have girlfriends and do all of these worldly activities. But they know that once I'm there to kind of lower the tone down and stop with the cursing and be careful what they say, because they know my testimony. They know that I'm a preacher, and they know that it would offend me if they said certain things. See, that should be our testimony, that people should be able to tell that you are a Christian. People should be able to tell that people should know that if they were to say a certain thing, that it would offend you. Why? Because you're a Christian and you're serving God. You see, when you serve God, certain things don't please you. Certain things you're not fond with bad language, with bad music, with immoral things. You know that those things don't sit well with you because they would not sit well with Christ. And that should be our testimony. Our testimony is very powerful. God uses us through our testimony. People can see us and can see Christ. A person told me, you know, you might be the only Bible that somebody reads.
Yeah.
And that caught my attention, you know. I might be the only Bible that somebody reads. You know, somebody might see Christ through me. Somebody might see God through my good works. And that person could get saved by seeing how I conduct myself, and a person can get saved by my manner of my life. You know, God can use us in a mighty way. We can see revival here at this church. You know, a preacher said this, you know, America doesn't need revival, America needs the gospel. You know, it's us as a church who needs revival. You see, us as God's people, we need to be revived in order to do God's work. We need to be stirred up that we can go out and proclaim the gospel. You see, America today, we see all the bad things that are going on. We see, you know, abortion being legalized. We see gay marriage being legalized everywhere. We see that the devil is at work. Yesterday was my last day at my previous job. I work for the assemblywoman, and with her job, she deals with a lot of bills that need to be passed. And I was going through some paperwork, and a lot of people were sending letters saying, you know, there's a bill that's trying to be passed. It's called the Abortion Extension Bill. It's a bill that allows late-term abortions, and it's terrible. And, you know, I was going through these bills, and we had many people saying to vote for this bill. We had letters coming in from all over Nassau County to persuade her to vote for these bills. You see, people are getting away from the gospel, and people are getting away from the ways of God. You know, God clearly commands us that, you know, gay marriage is an abomination unto Him. He says it all throughout His Word. Christ even said it. So we know that these things are wrong, but, you know, in the society that we're living in today, people do not want to follow God. People do not want to obey what the Bible says. You know, I heard about a gay pride parade. During the parade route, people had Bibles, and during the parade route, they were ripping apart these Bibles down the parade route. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, that's terrible. You know, people are marching down this parade route with Bibles in their hands, ripping the Bibles out. ripping pages out the Bible and throwing them on the floor, crumpling them up and throwing them. But we see that we have our work cut out for us on this earth. We see that God is still working, but we do have persecution. You know, I preached the other day that we ought to be watchmen for Christ. You know, we ought to blow the horn for sin and tell people that there is a Savior coming back and that there's a Savior who came and He died on the cross for our sins. You know, that ought to be our goal. That ought to be our mission for our lives, to make sure that we are, that we're able to see people saved and that we're able to see the work of the Lord done. But like I said earlier, we must be obedient in the things regarding the Word of God. We must be obedient in what the Bible says, and we must draw close to God. And the way that we're able to draw close to God is by staying in His Word day in and day out. We must study God's Word. You know, with that Bible quiz, it made me understand that, you know, there are a lot of things in the Bible that I do not know. But for this new year, I'm going to study the Bible. I'm going to make sure that when I take that Bible quiz again, because I took that Bible quiz seriously. You know, that's not good. You know, there's a lot of people didn't know, you know, things on that quiz. But, you know, I was like, you know, really? Some of these things I really don't know. And I was like, oh, man. I really need to study. I really need to know God's Word in order for me to serve Him and that He can use me in a magnificent way. And also my prayer life. You know, some people have a weak prayer life. Some people are not praying enough. Some people just pray a little bit, a two-minute prayer before they sleep. They put their head on the bed and they say, Lord, bless me before I go to sleep. I'm going to wake up in the morning. And that's it. And when they wake up, they say, Lord, bless my day. Thank you. You know, those are not prayers that God is going to use. And as Christians, we ought to pray. We ought to pray like we mean it. We ought to pray like there is a God in heaven who is listening to our prayers. God wants to answer our prayers before we even pray. God knows what we need. And God loves us and He wants to use us. But we have to ask. The Bible says, in anything you ask, He'll give to us.
Yeah.
Pray and the door shall be open. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. If we pray, and if it's according to God's will, if it's aligned with God's will, God will answer it. It's just a matter of time. I know Pastor Barker and Paul meet every day. They pray for unsaved loved ones. You know, eventually those people can get saved.
Amen.
Because that's God's will for them to get saved. But we have to keep going, and we have to keep praying, and we have to keep drawing closer to God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this opportunity to preach. Lord, I do thank you for your word, Lord, and how you're always there for us. Lord, I do pray for anyone in this room who hasn't made that dedication to you to study your word and to be constant in prayer. I do pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God would move in hearts even tonight. And I do thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.